to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 30th day of May 2007. And my guest today is Jim Guest, representative from Missouri. And I'm assuming, I don't have this on my notes, I'm assuming you're a Republican?
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing. I was sometimes the Democrats are mad at me. They say I'm stealing part of their ideas, and some of the Republicans say they're mad at me because I'm not far enough to the right. So I figure maybe I'm just positioned about right.
Now, your 5 points of freedom. What do those entail, Congressman?
The 5 points to freedom. The first one is to repeal the Real ID Act, which we've talked about here for some time, and also to repeal the National Animal Identification System. You know, our Federal Department of Ag decided we needed to identify every animal out there so they could have control of it and maybe control the market. And, you know, this should not be mandatory. They backed off a little bit because of the livestock owners putting up a resistance to it. You know, it should be market-driven. You know, it should be a voluntary system. If it's to your benefit to identify your animals, you get a payback from it, that's the way it should be. You should not be mandated, especially a lot of the small operations, small farmers. They cannot do this. So we want to repeal the mandatory part of it, leave it strictly voluntary out there. So that's the first one, repeal. It kind of goes hand in hand. When I was running my resolution around to get signatures, people say, oh, yeah, I'm opposed to the animal ID thing. I said, well, you'd probably be opposed to the human ID thing then. They weren't that familiar with it. So that's the first point there. The next one is to repeal the Security and Prosperity Partnership of this North American Union. And that's something that a lot of people are not aware of, that is partnership that our president signed with Vicente Fox out of Mexico, and I think it was John Martin out of Canada at the time. This partnership here, as they say, is supposed to enhance trade and provide for better business climate in the North American and part of the NAFTA superhighway. This NAFTA superhighway that they want to construct from Texas or from Mexico into the smart port in Kansas City, 12 or 24 lane highway being built by a company out of Spain, and this whole road and Mexican truckers bringing produce in or products in mainly from China. China's putting a big portion of funding this. You know, we talk about we're losing enough jobs now and our balance of trade is so far out of balance. This would not do anything to help it. I just tell people it's probably going to be a one-way traffic coming into this country with very little goods going out. So,
well, if we track exactly what happened with the European community that became the European Union, they're doing exactly, and I don't mean kind of, sort of. I mean exactly.
Absolutely. You can download stuff off the Internet here where they kind of mirror that. You know, it's the currency is the Amero. You can find out what it's going to look like. You can find examples of the driver's license they want to use. And, you know, and then you have open borders. You know, the borders at the southern end of Mexico. So that's why this amnesty thing is being pushed, and that's why the real ID thing, they have to have that whenever they open the borders and try and just, and you know, there's some huge financial interest that's backing this. And you talk about this, we're a sovereign country right now, but we'd lose that if we don't stop this. And once again, you talk about the executive orders. This was done bypassing the approval of our U.S. Congress, and I've got about 10 or 12 states, I'm not sure yet, who have passing or they're working on resolutions to send to the federal government to say, you know, step in here, you're asleep at the wheel. Let's take a look at what's going on here.
All right. We've hit 3 out of the 5 points of freedom here. We'll hit the other 2 when we get back on the other side of break. If you would like to query the congressman on any subject we've been talking about, it's 800-313-9443. We shall take this break and be right back.
Ha ha ha! All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Here's a few juicy facts, and we'll get into the other 2 points of the congressman's 5 points of freedom. The Department of Homeland Security, and we mentioned this a little bit early, issued a proposal on March 1st to establish minimum standards for state-issued driver's license and identification cards in compliance with the Real ID Act of 2005. Now, the DHS proposed regulations set standards for states to meet requirements for the Real ID Act, including security features, so on and so forth. Now, let's drop down to the nuts and bolts of this. Now, this was introduced by Luis Gutierrez, who's a Democrat out of Illinois, and Jeff Flake, a Republican out of Arizona. They're reaching across the aisle. The STRIVE Act, it's Security Through Regularized Immigration and Vibrant Economy Act of 2007. This act introduces the EVES proposal, which is the Employment Eligibility Verification System, and the real deal on this act is this is a proposal to require all people, both citizens and non-citizens, to obtain and present newly proposed documents such as Social Security card, driver's license, by the way, compliant with the Real ID Act, in order to work or continue working. Now, everyone would have to obtain permission from the government. Now, are you listening to me out there, folks? When you fill out a job application, this is going to be run through a system, and you're going to have to get permission through the Department of Homeland Security to be cleared for employment in this country. Now, I don't know what part of the Constitution they don't understand. And Jim, I have this feeling that they have this certain level of comfort because of this national emergency that we're still under, which we've been under every year since 1933, by the way, the year they officially declared bankruptcy, and the United States Congress is the due holder in course of that bankruptcy. Many people do not know that, but every federal judge in this country knows it. But we got a situation here where we're having people in Washington, D.C., proposing all sorts of outlandish, and using the Hegelian dialectic, by the way. Yeah, you create the problem. You instigate the problem. You nurture it along. Then you turn around and you demonstrate how bad the problem is. And in this case, with the illegal aliens in this country, this thing has been exacerbated to the point where people are almost willing to listen to this diatribe and this tripe being pumped out. Let me get that word out of Washington, D.C. People are falling for this, but they have a certain level of comfort because under this guise of this chaos, this slow rolling boil of security, and well, we're under the threat of terrorism, that we've got to do these unconstitutional things in order to protect the people under the constitutional government of the Federation. I feel like I'm living in Orwellville, Jim.
You're right. There's been several times when I talked about this real idea, people say, that sounds like Orwell's 1984. And, you know, this immigration bill that they're discussing in D.C., I think somebody said is probably an inch thick. And you know, I wonder how many people take the time to read through that or see what's in it or
they
how it's working.
Jim, they didn't read NAFTA. They didn't read the Patriot Act.
That's right. And, you know, did they read H.R. 418? Did they really fully understand what the Real ID Act was? I know they're saying, well, they had to vote for funding for the Iraq War, but then maybe they didn't. Maybe they could have voted down, stripped out the Real ID Act, and then voted for it. So I'm not sure if I buy all their reasons for voting for it. But this part here, this new immigration bill that you're reading through there, yes, that is very real, that people, if they understand that they would have to go back to keep their job and prove that they are legal citizens of this country, that's that's against all the basics part of this. As you say, we got to get back to the Constitution and the freedoms that we thought we were enjoying that may be slipping away from us here. But then,
and I think most people, Jim, in this country, and I lovingly refer to them as the generally dumb public, because I don't fault them entirely. There has been an invention made, and I think Al Gore took credit for it, the Internet. But we do have the Internet available, but I think only half the households in America are hooked up to the Internet. So, but every home in this country has a radio, and every home in this country has a television set. And we have the news media out there, which has been, except for the exception of Lou Dobbs on CNN, that has talked about this immigration thing, has talked about the North American Union. He is the only exception on the mainstream media that has been talking about this. So I kind of give a pass here to the generally dumb public out there. But the news medias are not reporting these issues. They have not been talking about the Real ID Act. They have not been talking about the North American Union. They have given lip service to the immigration bill that's now pending in Washington, D.C.
Yep, I can kind of give you some background on that. About 4 or 5 months ago, when I first pushed this Real ID Act, I was on MSNBC and I think Fox and Friends and a few others, and I was considered one of the top three newsmakers of the year. And all at once, that's dried up. You don't see that in the national media. I think our Department of Homeland Security is putting out the word that they do not want this news covered. And except for Lou Dobbs on the immigration thing, you don't see much of it. So you say, yeah, maybe you do have to give the general public a pass because they kind of go by what they see in the national media. And right now the national media is covering it up, kind of like Ron Paul, the message he's trying to get out. But I'm not sure how much longer they can continue to smother this smoldering issue, as I call it, that may break out in flames here and really get the attention of all the people in this country.
He very well may end up being the only U.S. president has been elected without the help of the media. he may turn out to be that way. Let's go back to the phones here. Let me go to John in Michigan. John on a cell phone up there in Michigan. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
John, you were bringing up that the issue with the having to go to an agency to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the school-to-work legislation that was passed back in the mid-90s, and it has in there where every town will have an agency that everyone has to go to get employment, and I've got that information way back when regarding that. So that's where this is all headed, and it was thought up way back then.
By the way, Jim, this is one of the guys up in Michigan, and I've visited Michigan, visited his people up there. Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21, they chose Michigan in Antrim County, and that's kind of the playground, I guess you'd say, John, of the rich and aimless up there in Michigan. But they tried to push the UN agenda, first county in the entire country that they tried that on. And, John, just give a thumbnail sketch behind that one, if you will.
Well, what they're trying to do is pass a countywide wetland ordinance. And they didn't have any explanation what a wetland was. If you had some area on your property that had a puddle after it rained, that would be wetland. And they wouldn't allow you within 50 feet of any of that designated area. And once the paper trail was found out that it went back to the UN, the people that were involved in getting this brought to the forefront went out and got, I believe it was a justice of the peace, it wasn't a judge who gave an order to the county prosecutor and the sheriff that they would be arrested and put in jail if they continued pushing this issue.
And it was beaten back, but there is more to this. Now, to dive down that rabbit hole for a second, the UN agenda, the Agenda 21 and all of its entrapments, they actually have plans, Jim, and this sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's a theory that's been proven correct by their own documentation, that through the United Nations, through water conservation, through this issue, through protected wildlands, wetlands, you name it, what they plan on doing, and I've seen the overlay of the maps, that the United Nations wants to usher us in basically into the cities and to have 75% either heavily restricted or no human contact whatsoever inside the United States.
You know, I've been somewhat familiar with some of those issues, some of these wetland issues that they try and say, or, as a gentleman in Michigan says, yeah, if there's a puddle after a rain, it's a wetland, you can't do anything around, you know. At some point, we're not going to revert back to the country like it was when we discovered it back in the 1400s. We're just not going to do that. Yes, we do need to preserve a portion of this for prosperity so we know what it is. I think we've done a very good job in our national parks. But I think at some point you have to draw a line and say, you know, we do have to do business. We have to live. We have to have jobs in this country and still take care of the environment. We can work together, and I think we've been doing a good job of it. So,
and it doesn't necessarily entail the United Nations or even the federal government, because in our own states, it boils down to a responsibility. It's a responsibility of corporations or business. If you're fouling somebody's land or waterways or whatever, they should be subjected to fine, as they are right now. But they have discovered, here's another little loophole, that the fines are set so low that they continually are fined over the very same issues over and over again, because it's cheaper to be fined than to actually fix the problem. That's where this whole environmental thing. I am an environmentalist at heart, but I am not one of these people that are out there just slavering all over the place saying, oh my gosh, you know, It's global warming, or the air is unfit to breathe, or the water is unfit to drink. Yes, we do have problems, but this can be handled at state level where it's controlled, not at the federal level.
Absolutely. It's best done locally there. And I always keep saying the farmers are the best environmentalists. They're going to take care of the land because their livelihood depends upon it. And they don't need somebody from the federal government telling them how to do their business.
Yeah, and like I said, they've never done an honest day's work. John, thanks for your call. Mike in Arizona, hang on. We'll take your call next.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Well, let's go back to the phones here, and then I promise we'll get to the other 2 points of the 5 points of freedom here. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Yes, John and Representative Guest. Hey, I can help maybe arrange if you're on your speaking tour that the possibility that you might be able to make it out to Arizona, but maybe not right now. It's kind of blazing hot out here.
Well, do you think it's going to get any cooler? It's 103 degrees out there today, but this is only May.
Oh, that's for sure, yeah. Well, we've got a little thing. We call it the Arizona Breakfast Club, and we usually shut down for the summertime. So, and that's kind of where we're at right now. And we also, Representative, are you familiar with Representative Karen Johnson here in Arizona?
Absolutely. I've had probably back in January, I talked to her on the phone then, and we were going to try and make contact when she came to St. Louis. And probably a month ago, I think she was on, was it Lou Dobbs for one evening there, and I called her to congratulate her for her work for being on there and for her effort there in trying to stop the at least the SPP, and we've been working on this Real ID also. Yes, she's a very great woman and doing a lot of good work out there.
Okay, very good. Oh, and second of all, thanks for that letter of response. I had called you a week or so ago, and I just want to say thanks a lot for that. And this last issue, I don't want to jump ahead and steal your thunder, but on your fifth point about the deporting of the illegal aliens, you know, we got a serious problem with the illegal aliens down here, especially out here where I live. And the what we keep hearing over and over again from the governor and from the police and everything, that they're not authorized to enforce this stuff, that it has to do with the federal government. But I just noticed the hypocrisy in their in what they say, that, you know, if you get pulled over for, you know, speeding or running a red light or something, the first thing they ask you is if you have any firearms in the car. So, you know, that's a federal issue, because, you know, if they do, if you have a firearm, they want to run the serial number in a federal database, and then they turn the evidence over to the ATF so you can be prosecuted for possession of a stolen firearm. So how is it that on one hand that they want to hide on one side of the fence and say that they're not authorized to do it because it's a federal jurisdiction, but then they want to jump to the other side and say that they are authorized to investigate these things, and it has nothing to do with the Fifth Amendment?
You make a very good point there, and I know that is an issue here of trying to get the states to have legal authority to transport these illegals out of the state and out of the country. I keep telling people, I said, you know, they want to spend $14 to $22, $23 billion on this Real ID Act. If you'd give that money to local law enforcement, we could help stop this illegals. We could help stop all the drugs here. And that's where we need to go. I've got some model legislation drafted up here to introduce in the House here in Missouri next year to send to our federal government to give us the authority to do it. So those in Arizona have the authority to do that. Our law enforcement is so frustrated when they stop these people to arrest them. You know, they're told just fingerprint them and let them loose. They call INS, and you know, they're not going to come pick them and deport them. I don't think that's part of the national agenda that we have here. So we've got to do something to help our local people out. And like I said, when they stop and want to check your firearms and make sure that that's legal, they are, as you say, on one hand they have no authority, on the other hand they think they have authority to check in that. So, and that's one thing I've been after the NRA. Initially they were not opposed to the Real ID Act. I think somebody had been given some misleading information. I said, if you don't understand, the Real ID Act is going to be instant gun registration for everything. And I think they've, my discussion with them, realized the full impact of that. So I think we've maybe got them on board now.
Well, we've got to help the NRA to be better people, because they've laid down on too many issues. I'll tell you somebody who hasn't compromised, and that's been Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America.
Yes.
Larry is a stalwart. He doesn't have the organizational size that the NRA does, therefore he doesn't have the presence on Capitol Hill that the NRA does. But they've weighed, it seems like, Jim, it seems like they changed their whole tact when they brought Charlton Heston on the board of the NRA, as if they brought Moses on and that was going to calm everything and everything else was going to go away. Well, we saw Dennis Kucinich resurrect the gun ban, the assault weapons gun ban, just recently, within the last month. So that issue is not a dead issue. They're going to keep coming back after it, coming back until they get it. The only way they're not going to get it is when we, the people, standing with our Constitution, both federal and state, in hand, and say, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to return to that Constitution.
You're right. And I need to keep pounding on that. As we, the people of this country, are supposed to have the voice, and it's our country. As I keep saying frequently, we're supposed to have a government that we, the people, for the people, by the people, not a government to be feared. And unfortunately, we have too many people, I think, that fear the government when they say something and don't want to stand up and be accounted for.
Well, I liken it to the mid-managers, little managers we've hired to take care of our affairs, and that's not what a free people do in a free society, especially under this republic. It is participatory. Too many people have let too many other people handle affairs, and I think we've gotten the government, maybe not necessarily asked for, but we have the government that we didn't demand that it not turn into. And that's what we've got now. We've got the fight of the century on our hands, and probably the fight for this republic. And if we don't do it and do it now, it'll be gone forever. And
right, we're at the crossroads.
I'll tell you what, Jim, if you could spend just a few more minutes with me on the other side of this break.
Yes, I want to make sure we get a website and some phone numbers out there.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let me take one more call here, and I'm going to make sure I've got 4 out of the 5 points, and Mr. Guest wants to put out his website, and I would urge people, folks, this is what we've been talking about. Let me just take a few seconds here. This is what we've been talking about for a long time, finding people that are in positions that can help us get this country back. So when we find people like Representative Jim Guest, or I'm not sure, did you find us? But when we have people like this, we have the Ron Pauls, we have the Jim Guests out there, no compromise people. They not only need your support, they deserve your support. Because sitting along the sidelines, This is participatory type government, sitting along the sidelines, letting our mid-level managers handle everything the way they've handled it. That is certainly a recipe for the end of this life in this country that we have come to love. We're only 230 plus years old here, and we've seen the greatest country. And I think I don't think there's any argument on this. It is the best government derived by men for the people that has ever been instituted on the face of this planet. And we're seeing the literal destruction of it right before our very eyes. So when we have people that are in positions to help us get this country back, we had not just better consider supporting them, we had better support them. And I'll take another phone call here, but please, Mr. Guest, if you would, put out your information, your website, and all pertinence.
Okay, we've got a couple websites. My one website is just jimguest.com, jimgues.com, and another one is legislatorsagainstrealid.com. It's legislatorsagainstrealid.com, and give you an email address is jimoguest@msn.com, and I've my phone number's out there. I take calls all hours of the day and night. I've got two phone numbers I'll give you: 660-483-0900 or 0901. That's a couple of cell phone numbers, and my district office is 660-535-6664, and I'm there part-time out on the road working, and you always leave a message there and sure and get back with people. I have people calling from all over the country that want to support, and as you say, some people will call and said, I really support you, I'm limited incomes and can't help you much. I said, that's fine. There's other people out there, I'm sure, that's got the financial worth to help us accomplish our mission here. So everybody helps in their own way.
And I would suggest to the listeners out there that if you have somebody in your own state legislatures, and I don't care if it's in Maine or Florida or California, Alaska, Hawaii, wherever you are at, I would highly suggest, and we're going to post, we're going to do a short bio, we're going to put your picture on the website for the network, we'll include all the numbers, but I want to urge the people out there, now is the time to stop grousing and complaining. We already know what the problems are. What we're doing is looking for the solutions. Once we find those solutions, we've got to work them hard, and work them fast. It's not playtime yet, folks. We've been doing that for too many years. So if you have a friendly congressperson in your respective states, give Mr. Guest a call or call your representative and have him call Mr. Guest or ask permission to have Mr. Guest contact him with the information that this man has that he's imparting to his constituents all across this country. Folks, we're all proud members of our own states. And down here in Texas, we still are a republic, at least on paper. But we are all in this fight for this union together. Jim, there's been many suggestions. Many people have said, maybe it's time for, the second American Revolution. If we really try, and I'm going to say this clearly and succinctly, if we honestly do all that we can with as many people as we can to get this country back on track, there's not going to be anything that's going to happen in this country except the criminals that have been in violation of the law. They're going to jail, not you or I.
Last point, somebody said, is this a rebellion or a revolution? And I said, no, I think it's just we the people making our voice heard and getting back to abiding by the Constitution. I think too often we've been rather lax and not speaking up when we need to, and we're at the point now that we have to take action. We have to get involved, and we have to make a difference. Otherwise, it'd be too late to enjoy the freedoms that we have for this 200 and some years that this country's been established here after the Declaration of Independence. So it's almost mandatory that people take action now.
And it's incredible. I mean, I've asked people, I've implored, I've begged them. I said, look, you know, we know what the problems are, and we know that there are many more freedom-loving Americans that want to be reacquainted with their form of government. They want to participate and protect that again. But we have to get this thing rolling. And all it's going to take is our participation. That's not a whole lot to ask. Being born, I mean, Jim, you and I could have been born in Botswana. We could have been born in any backwater third world country, but we were blessed to be born into this country. And this is a gift that not too many people on the face of this planet out of the 6.5 billion that can claim that they have been born a free person in this country. And I've reminded people that God help us if we cannot restore this constitutional republic, because our descendants, once they get wind of how we have failed, and we will have failed them miserably, not to hang on to at least the form of government, that there's no guarantees in this life, Jim. There are absolutely no guarantees except one, that one of these days you and I are going to have to check off of planet Earth here and move on. That's a given.
Yeah, but I accept, you know, I do not want to lose a freedom on my watch. You know, I want to keep that on for my children and my children's children. You know, I don't want to someday sit there in a rocking chair talking to my grandchildren and say, you know, I can remember back when it used to be a free country. You could come and go. You didn't have to carry a card with you. You didn't have to have somebody stop to check your card to see if you were truly American. You know, we are Americans in this country, and we have to preserve that. So it's, as you say, it's time to take action.
It is. Let me take one more call for my guest today, DJ in Illinois. Hello, DJ.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I am so glad you're having Jim on. I've heard him time before. I think he was on Derry.
Derry Brownfield.
Derry Brownfield, yes.
Yep, good old boy.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple things I'd like to touch on real fast. Question at the end, is there anyone in Illinois that I can get behind and help push that you know of? Also, I think since you're in agriculture, yet you probably dealt with the land crash in the mid-80s where the federal land bank was illegally and criminally confiscating farmland. I have been out of the agriculture community for 15 years now, so I'm not up on what is going on currently. But this is part of the UN's agenda, and it was one of the tools that they were using. And somewhere along the line, I would like to see somehow find a way to explain exactly what it is that the average farmer and rancher has to deal with when it comes to your banking institution. In other words, if your banker doesn't like something about what you're doing or what you want to do that may be very good for the markets, you're out of business. People do not understand that a farmer cannot just automatically change what they're doing if their debt-to-asset ratio is not extremely healthy.
Mm-hmm. Just talk to your bankers about what the impact of this real ID would be. They are very frustrated with the federal government or somebody nosing in and checking more and more bank accounts of people that they have absolutely no reason to. Right now, your bankers have to report any cash withdrawals or deposits of a $10,000 or more. I think somebody said it's been dropped down to $5,000 more.
Yes.
And they're saying, well, that's because of the drug dealers or maybe terrorists. But then, you know, I think that's is it necessary to stop the drugs? Boy, it's a real hindrance on all of your small business people who do a lot of cash deposits. But then I've not heard too much problems with the banks or the federal government on the, as you said, the land bank back in the 70s or any problems right now. That's sort of new to me. I'm not actively farming right now. Still got my farming operation, but then The Farm Service Agency people, they obviously require more and more data on, you know, personal data, and they probably think they want more information or data that they need to if you're going to participate in the farm program.
I believe the FSA is what the Federal Land Bank and the PCR Production Credit Association was rolled into.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of those things. I guess if you're going to participate in their program, you have to abide by their rules. Before I forget it here, you said somebody in Illinois, Representative Yarbrough, I think, out of Chicago, has been very supportive in me in this issue.
Is she the one that was trying to get impeachment bill?
A very interesting thing is we come from different backgrounds and different parties, and she says, you know, it's very interesting. We both agree in fighting very hard on this particular issue. So I think she's a very energetic young lady up there, I believe, on the suburbs of Chicago that I've talked with and been working with. So she's one for sure. I'm trying to think of some other names in Illinois that we've worked with up there. But she's the one I think was spearheading the effort in the Illinois legislature.
Is Missouri one of the states that is allowing by special permit the growing of industrial hemp?
No. That's been brought up a few times on this growing of industrial hemp, but then
which by the way can't be cut down, dried, and smoked. Okay,
well, you won't get a high off of it.
That's right. You might get a headache, but not a high.
Yes. So the industrial hemp thing, some of our law enforcement people opposed it, and I think that it's something that holds some promise for the future. I don't think it's a drug, or it's going to potential in the marijuana thing, but then I'm sure it's going to come back. Just the other day I heard about a group that's trying to push that again. So, but yeah, Representative Yarbrough is one of the first ones I contacted, and she jumped on board. So she's one that's been very active in your state there.
All right, DJ, I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, thank you. All right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question. First, let's get to the fourth point of your 5 points of freedom. We have the repeal of the ID Act. We have the repeal of the Animal ID Act, the repeal of the North American Union, the deportation issue, and what is the fourth one?
The fourth was to revise NAFTA. And somebody said today I was on a program that we need to repeal NAFTA. But, you know, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and it should be the North American Fair Trade. We need to have fair trade with other countries and other business, not necessarily free trade. The free trade seems to be just one way here, free for them but very costly for us. I think we need to try and set up where the businesses we do or that we trade with have comparable standard of living conditions. They pay comparable wages. They pay comparable, or they abide by comparable environmental rules and regulations that protect the environment. We get away from this child labor. You know, it has to be whatever in that country be comparable to the standards of living we have here. That would either raise their standard of living there, hopefully it would stop this exodus of jobs out of our country. We had NAFTA. That was supposed to help Mexico, right? Okay, if this had been so successful, why do we have so many people leaving Mexico and coming here? If they had decent jobs and wages there, they would stay there with their families. They wouldn't be coming to this country. I think that kind of proves that it was a failure, and all it did was some business continued to exploit the laborers there at very low wages and certainly not taking care of the environment there like they have to do here. So that's what the fourth point is as far as revising the NAFTA trade agreement.
All right. And the websites, again, are jimguest.com and the other one, sir?
Legislatorsagainstrealid.com.
All right. And the phone numbers, 660-483-0900, also his district office. And Louise, she's your champion there. She's your chief of staff, and she's done a wonderful job. The district office is 660-535-6664.
You bet. Yeah, I have to mention that Louise, my chief of staff, does a superb job. She does lots of research. She answers many of the phone calls there and gets back with many of the people who called in. And she is a tireless worker. She is very committed and believe in the freedom just as strongly as I do. So,
and good people need good help. I mean, you have to surround yourself with good people. Otherwise, you're like the windmill tilting in the wind.
That's right. So, you know, when you call and some lady answered, and she can converse and talk, and she's very, very knowledgeable about this, and she deserves a lot of credit for the success that we're having here with our stopping the Real ID Act, making people aware of the North American Union and these 5 points to freedom that we're pushing.
And I'll tell you what I'm
going to do here. I'm going to coordinate with Louise, and we'll get you a schedule worked out. I'd like you to hit as many talk show hosts on this network. You've already hit one of them, Derry Brownfield. This is your second go-around with me. But I'd like to have you introduced to other people in different areas of the country, to different talk show hosts, and I'll coordinate that with Louise.
Yeah, that's very, very essential. I'm doing one. I did one out of Chicago last night, and doing one out of California, I think it's next week. But that is one of the easiest way is on talk radio to get the message out to the people, make them aware of it, because sometimes you know, a lot of people listen to the radio when they're working or when they're driving, and you know, the printed media, it's, you know, it's out there, but it takes a lot of money to reach that. So the talk radio, as you said, is a very key part of it. And yeah, you coordinate with Louise so we can get my schedule made here and get on as many as I can.
All right. Well, Congressman Guest, I appreciate what you are doing. I am very pleased to have you on this program, and I hope that many more people will learn your name and what you're doing, and stop the grousing, stand up, straighten up your spine, say I'm an American, and let's get on with this.
Okay, John, and I thank you for your having me on and for the work you're doing here and help spreading the word, because you know, we're doing it for every freedom-loving person in this country.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll be back. Short segment coming up. We'll wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. We possibly just hear for the vice presidential nominee for the Republican Party and Ron Paul. Maybe we have. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I didn't get a chance to get into the Robert Zoellick, President Bush's nomination for the World Bank presidency, but I will get into this more tomorrow. But here's the question. This is not a federal judgeship. This is not federal prosecutors. This is a position of presidency for the World Bank, which is a private enterprise for profit, as we well know. My question is, how is this working that President Bush gets to nominate who the president of the World Bank is going to be? I suspect there are many underlying tentacles and details yet to be discovered on this, and we will dig down to that rabbit hole, and we will find out the answer to that. But when I heard, and by the way, George Bush's press conference today on the nomination of Robert Zoellick, nowhere on any, and I don't care if it's on YouTube, if anybody out there can find it, post it on YouTube, send us over a copy. MSNBC doesn't have it. Fox News doesn't have it. CNN doesn't have it. NBC, ABC, CBS. Nobody, although they carried it today, this is not being offered on their websites as a video presentation. I wonder why. Could it be that during Mr. Bush's ramblings and stamblings here, that he actually said that Zoellick was a great internationalist? Maybe that's the reason. Maybe one of the people around Bush is not as asleep as Bush is and said, wait a minute, you can't release that. Okay, you might have done your press conference, but you can't not release that. We will find out the answer to that. So at any rate, we're going to, my question is that if Ron Paul does get the nomination for the Republican Party, which that unto itself is going to be a small miracle, okay? With all the money and all the interest that want to see one of their hand-picked boys like Giuliani or Romney or, God forbid, John McCain. I mean, Sam Brownback. You know, who else was up there? There were a couple other people up there. But their poll numbers are not showing anything. So the herd is going to be called here. It's going to be thinned rather quickly. Ron Paul is going to be up there because of his poll numbers, because people, once they find out who Ron Paul is, they're demanding that this guy be included in these debates. But we've got a country mile to go yet to get this guy nominated as the GOP preferred person for president. But I think if that happens, I think Mr. Ron Paul has found his vice presidential candidate. And we were just talking about this during the break. I was talking to Ken. He's not phony. He knows the issues. He's not afraid of anything. He doesn't backtrack. All this stuff sound familiar? Sounds like a Ron Paul to me. And actually, he's a better speaker than Ron Paul. but he flows without being slick. Very, very even. Very even-tempered guy. And you know, when you run across that, you know when you know. And you know. And I just feel it in my heart that I think we found the vice presidential candidate here for Mr. Ron Paul. Oh, boy. So if something happened health-wise or whatever to Mr. Ron Paul, that we didn't have a Tom Tancredo waiting in the wings to become president. Hey, my hat's off to Tom Tancredo, folks, on a job that he's done out there in Colorado, and especially against the illegal aliens. But check out his voting record. Mr. Tancredo is not exactly lily white or pure as the driven snow, as we say. At any rate, that'll do it for us today. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report.
A message for all.